Well, Koshy's just back from holidays, but is it possible for the average small business owner to actually enjoy a holiday this time of the year?
Not only possible, but essential that you take a holiday. Maybe not this time of year, but in depending on your business, it could be the perfect time, or it could be your peak time. But small business people that don't take holidays don't get my admiration, they get my sympathy. Because I think, what a grumpy old bugger you must be, and what a terrible person to work with. Because as the business owner, you've got to be refreshed, otherwise you're going to burn yourself out and it's going to show in your business. So take your holiday, you've got to do it, and use it as not only a refresher, but also a time to learn and ponder. So, but how do you do it? Because it can be a bit scary. Business owners are type A personalities. They don't delegate well. Leaving the shop or business to somebody else can sometimes be a bit scary for them. So let's get some tips from Stephen Barnes, who is the author of How to Run Your Business Better. Stephen, thanks for joining us. Taking a break as a business owner is just critical. You have to do it. There's no question, is there?
There is no question, and thanks for having me. To say to have a break is easy, but it's often difficult to do. 6 out of 10 small business owners don't usually take a holiday, and if they did, about 3/4 of those would work every day. But there's a couple of good reasons why you should have a holiday. One is a healthy business requires a healthy leader. So if you're not taking care of your health, and that means going on holiday and having a break and recharging, then you're not taking proper care of your business. And I also think you need to remember one of the reasons why you're probably in business is that it gave you some freedom. So being tethered to your business is not great either.
Yep, exactly. And it is terrible to see the number of businesses that fail after 4 or 5 years because the owners are just burnt out. They've lost the enthusiasm, that promise of, as you say, freedom and riches in the business all of a sudden turns into a shackle because you're burnt out and you're grumpy.
That's exactly right. So yeah. You don't want to do that. And when you're tired and fatigued and anxious, you start making mistakes. So mistakes mean that you're not delivering the best product or service to your customer or client either. So.
But like everything in your business, holidays have got to be planned, don't they? Sort of, you can't go, well, I'm taking 3 weeks off from next Monday. You've got to go through sort of a bit of a checklist before taking a holiday, don't you? Run us through what you should think about.
Okay, first of all, I'd probably determine when the optimal time for you to go on holiday is. So I'd look at your business and consider when your slow period or time when your staff are not wanting to also be on holiday is. I'd also determine what degree of control that you're going to have while you're on holiday. And by that, I mean, how much time are you going to be spending checking your emails or accepting phone calls, or when are you going to call in and who are you going to communicate with? I'd also prepare your staff for your absence. So preparing your staff does a couple of things. It alleviates their anxiety, and more importantly, it empowers them. It also helps you relieve your own anxiety as well.
Yep.
And the last tip would be probably plan for emergencies. So what action and by whom, and also when and how they can contact you. So just preparation is the key.
You just mentioned staff there. How do you ensure you've got the right staff that you can actually trust to take the keys of the business while you're away?
I think there's a couple of ways that you can actually do that. And I suppose a little bit of it comes down to training, but more importantly, probably how you systemize and set up your business. So if you set up processes about the way that you like doing things in your business and how you like things being done, then that will probably give you and your staff a confidence that it's being done the way that you want it to be done.
That's fascinating. So it's the process. It's sitting down a staff member who you think is capable of doing it and saying, this is how I run my day. I do all my emails before 10. I'll probably do a couple of sales calls or whatever. Customer complaints, I'll always take myself. Here's a bit of a script that I use. And really hold them by the hand and give them some structure to actually run their day. And that says that we're not, as business owners, we're not very good at writing this sort of stuff down or passing it on. But it really, you've got to consciously pass those habits on.
That's right. It's a bit like a musician making a recording of their song. It can be played simultaneously by hundreds of people, and it sounds the same every single time.
Yeah.
And the artist receives a royalty. So what you're trying to do is just create a process where you know that the way that your customer is engaged with, how things are run within your business are the same, and it doesn't matter who the person is, but it's going to be exactly the same.
And also, you might surprise yourself that that employee does a terrific job and then frees you up when you get back into the role, frees you up to start thinking on big picture stuff and where the business is going in the future, rather than you can spend more time working on your business rather than in it.
Absolutely. That's the key to moving from being a worker and having a job through to being a real business owner.
Yeah. And Clinton was saying, how do you know if they're the right person? You'll find out really quickly, let me tell you. Won't you? Which is the issue. Hey, in my business, because it runs, you know, that January period is pretty slow, we actually do a forced leave part of the year as well, which is really good for your balance sheet too.
That's one thing that a lot of businesses do, but I think it's a little bit, the key to that is how you manage that shutdown.
Yep.
So again, preparation is a key, so I'd prepare early.
Oh yeah.
So I'd schedule your jobs outside of the shutdown. Yep. Pre-deliver stock to your customers, communicate with your staff. I'd also ensure that your financial administration arrangements are in place before that shutdown.
Yep.
So make sure that you've got cash to pay your bills while you shut down. We've talked about systemising your business, but I'd also plan for when your business gets back up and going after that forced shutdown, because you don't want to be on holiday and thinking about your business while you're on holiday.
Yeah, exactly right. And often coming back is a good way to start the year with the staff and come up with new plans and set new goals, hold new year, which is important. Some really terrific advice there. Thank you for that, Stephen. Stephen Barnes there. Stephen's the author of How to Run Your Business.